Hi, welcome to Course for Leaders Sing. I'm Coach Tyra. Today's topic is the monster you raise. If you raise a monster will come back to bite you. We're talking about parenting. Usually around this time, many of my coaching clients are families coming to me to work with their children about disciplinary issues, setting goals, boundaries, and discipline. Now, these are three key areas to raising a productive child and well-mannered child. Everybody has their own style and technique about how to raise children, but if these three things are not in place across the board, you will have issues later on. Boundaries. Make sure that you set clear boundaries with your children, and it don't start at 7 or 8 or 9, because by then they are used to a certain disciplinary action that you have, or certain behaviors that's allowed in the family, and they become more difficult to change. And if you wait till you get to teenager, it's really going to be difficult to change. So we're talking about disciplining your children, teaching them self-discipline. And I'm not talking about beat your child with a stick or a broom or whatever you do. We talk about discipline to let them know that there is a consequence for their actions. And we're talking about boundaries and responsibilities. Your child should learn to do chores and pick up after themselves when they're 2 and 3 years old. Simple things as putting their toys back, because if little Timmy, since Timmy is a fictitious character I'm talking about for this segment, no real clients, but if little Timmy can take out his toys and play with them, then little Timmy can put them back. Because you're teaching Timmy at 2 or 3 years old that you are responsible for yourself. This is something that you instill in him when he's young. So as he grows, his chores should grow. Like when he's 6 years old, he's still putting his toys back. But little Timmy can help mom with the laundry by bringing his little socks and pads to the laundry room. That's all. Age appropriate. It helps them understand that chores is a part of life and that they are responsible for themselves. And it is a form of discipline, self-discipline. Train a child the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. The problem is, a lot of parents today are not training their children. They're not teaching them anything. This is a time where parents come to me and they say, little Timmy is cussing out the teacher, he's cussing me out. And I asked them, have you had him tested? Have you taken him to a therapist? Have you been to the doctor to see if he have like ADHD or something like that? They say he's fine. So this is a behavioral issue. And this comes from you letting Timmy do whatever he wants. So on the questionnaire I give parents, it asks you, how did you discipline Timmy, and what responsibility and boundaries did you have for Timmy when he was 2, when he was 3? Most of the time, they say none. They say none. This is the problem. So from age 2, it always started 2, because from birth to 1, the baby is a baby. And they're all babies still, but their understanding is not quite there yet. Their ability to comprehend is not quite there yet. But by the time a baby is 2 years old, their comprehension level is at a point where they can understand complex commands. Put your toys away. They understood that they took it down. They can understand that they put it away. Now, this is something that a psychologist would say. They probably would say classical conditioning. You train the child to do certain things, they'll do it repetitiously without thinking because they have been trained to do so. It's the same way that we potty train a child. The child knows to go to the bathroom when it has to pee-pee because you put it on the potty when it has to go. It's the same thing. So if you introduce responsibility, self-discipline, and boundaries to your child early on, I guarantee you they will get it. They will get it. Because when you try to introduce it after you've let their behavior go and not teach them that, it becomes more difficult. Can you correct bad behavior later on in life? Yes, you can, but it becomes more of a challenge. Untrainable children becomes unemployed adults. Because when you have a problem with authority, when you don't want to follow the rules, when you don't have self-discipline, then you grow up to be an adult who lacks emotional intelligence, who lacks cooperation, who don't respect authority, and who ends up getting fired and jumping from job to job because no one ever told you that you were supposed to self-regulate yourself. These are things that your parents will teach you when you're little. Now, I want all the parents out there, these are things that I want you to do no matter what your child age is. I want you to make sure that you are teaching, you're giving your children responsibility. Age appropriate, of course. Please don't let me hear anything about a 6-year-old washing dishes, because that is way too young. But a 12-year-old should be washing dishes. I have people come to me. They have 15-year-olds in their home. They say the 15-year-old wants to fight the mother and the father. He has no chores, no responsibility, no anything. And I'm saying, like, well, why? A 15-year-old boy should be cutting grass, taking out the trash. He should completely be doing his own laundry and washing dishes or cleaning the bathroom, especially if he has his own bathroom. Clean your room. Clean your bathroom. Wash the dishes. Take out the trash. Cut the grass. Do your own laundry. At 15 years old, you should be fully capable of doing everything I just said. When my girls got to be 11, they started washing dishes. When they were 7, they made their own beds. They made their own beds, they put their toys away. And they brought their clothes to the laundry room for me to wash. So now that they are my girls are 26 and 23. My oldest got her own place. She's married. She has a great career. And she cooks, cleans, takes care of her bills. She's fully functional. She's a fully functioning adult. My youngest just came back home from college. She just graduated in December and she's working. But she works. She lives at home, but she completely takes care of herself at home. You know, if I cook, I cook for the family. But on times I don't cook, my daughter cooks. She washes her clothes. Sometimes she washes my clothes. You know, she cleans. She just pays bills. Because you want your child to be a fully functioning adult. And so, childhood is about preparation. It's about fun and letting them be a child. But it's also about preparing them for adulthood. You're only a child for 18 years, but you're an adult for a very long time. And habits tend to stick early on when you're a child if you learn them early. So when you raise a monster and a monster come back to bite you, then you come to me crying and you want a quick fix. If your son's 30 years old and he's still at home playing video games, and he hasn't done anything with his life other than graduate from high school, he doesn't have a job, he doesn't know how to do anything, and you want a quick fix. I can't undo 30 years in one meeting. Yes, I can help you over a period of time. It's going to take time to correct that. But the simple fact is, you didn't set any boundaries in place. You should have clear expectations and boundaries for your children. Realistic, of course. Like, I expect you to get a job. When my daughter graduated from college, she came home. You know, and about a week later, I said, well, you need to get a job. She said, oh, I'm already on it, Mommy. I'm already looking for a job. I said, okay. She said, I knew you was going to say that, so I'm already on it. And the reason why she said she was already on it and she knew I was going to say that is because she knew me. And she already knows the expectations and boundaries I have for them. My girls have had jobs since they were young. Because they had chores and jobs around the house when they were younger. Cooking, cleaning, washing the clothes, helping their father with the yard. Because you want your children to be fully functional. Fully functional. Teaching your children to respect others. Now, see, this is another thing. You call your children, excuse my language, you call your children bitches and hoes and motherfuckers. You tell them you ain't shit, just like that no good daddy of yours. I've heard women say this to their sons. I was standing in a store one day. This is back when we had one of the hurricanes and everybody was out looking for water. This one lady had three boys. She was cussing them all out. The oldest boy, you could clearly see that he had completely just tuned her out. That's how he copes. Everybody had their own coping mechanisms, how to get through pain, heartache, verbal abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse, whatever. He completely tuned her out. The middle boy, you could tell that every word she said, he took it to heart, and she was crushing his spirit. You could see it in his eyes. And the youngest boy, he seemed like he really didn't understand what she was saying. He seemed oblivious to it. You know, it's like the oldest one, he clearly knew what she was saying, but he was just looking at her like, whatever. The youngest one didn't quite grasp what she was saying. He seemed like he probably was three. So I'm sure he didn't understand the significance of those words. So I did intervene. I really did. If I see you out with your child and you cuss your child out like that, you goddamn right I'm gonna say something. Cause it take a village to raise a child. And you can cuss me out if you won't, but I'm gonna cuss you out. And this is what I told her, ma'am, I'm sorry to intervene, but you cussing your child out in this public store, I gotta say something. You just sit here and call your children all these nasty names that said they wasn't nothing like they no good father. But this is the thing. If I called you bitches and hoes and motherfuckers, you'd be ready to fight me. So if you go put garbage in your kid, you should expect garbage could come back out. If they no good like they no good father, you the one laid up and had three babies for them. Did you know the motherfucker wasn't no good after baby number one? Mm-hmm. Now, she didn't say nothing right away because she probably was dumbfounded that I even had the audacity to come over and check her. But then, I guess it sunk in what I said to her and the way her children looked at her. She started to cry. I said, why did you verbally abuse your children? She said, my mother talked like that to me. I said, how did it make you feel? She said, worthless. I said, so why would you want to pass that on to your boys? The feeling of being worthless. If your mother doesn't validate your worth with your child, who will? So remember that. You put garbage in your child, you're going to get garbage back. Uplift your child. The world is going to tear your child down. You don't need to do it at home. Home is supposed to be a safe place. I'm not telling you to lie to your children. And I'm not telling you to stop telling your kids they're special, because they're not. Because that's an issue too. But tell your children the things that they do well, commend them on it. And, you know, like if your child's great at running, you say, you know, you really are good at running. Continue to improve yourself, because one day you don't know where that running may take you. Validate them. You're smart. You're capable. Because they need to know these things. Because the world going to tell them that they're not. They don't need you to say it. And so when she realized that her mother had said that to her, and it made her feel worthless, and then she was doing the same thing to her children, she said, I'm a bad mother. I said, you're not a bad mother. You're just a misguided mother. And that's why I intervened. Because we don't need you. The world don't need anyone damaged men. We got enough damaged men in the world. Because hurt people grow up and hurt other people. And it starts at home. Now, their father may not be anything, but the first thing you should do is never speak ill of their father in front of them. Because they're going to find, they know who feed and clothe them. They're going to figure it out for themselves who is good and who is not. Who is present in their lives and who is not. You don't need to badmouth him. Because when you badmouth him, they know that 50% of them comes from him, so that means they must feel like they must be bad. And you're telling them they're no good, just like their father. So it brings their morale down. And when your boys grow up to be exactly what you just said, because you spoke life into it, there's life and death in the tongue. What you put out to the universe, it comes back. So when you tell your children you're nothing, and you say it with so much conviction, and so much passion, you put it out there that your boys are nothing, that they are just like they no good father, and they hear that, and your boys grow up and go to jail, and they spend their lives in and out of the system, or they grow up and be laid off on some woman, and you don't want to see how you play a role in it. Yes, you can. An absentee father, a toxic mother, is just as bad as an absentee father. Do you hear me now? Because some of y'all don't want to talk about that now. A toxic mother is just as bad as an absentee father. He not there. And it makes your life a whole lot more difficult. Because you're trying to work and raise children that you did not create by yourself. And that is completely and totally unfair. And he is a piece of shit for that. But don't you ever say that to your kids. Ever. And vice versa for the men. Men, there's a lot of men now. I have a couple guy friends who are raising children by themselves. For the men, same thing. Do not speak ill will of their mother. Because it makes you look bad. And it damages your child. So if she ran off and left her kids, that's on her. That makes her a bad person. Don't you make yourself a bad person by speaking ill will of her. Because same thing, your children see who's there every day, who's taking care of them. And don't you ever compare them to that person. Ever. Because they are their own person. We come from our parents, but we are not our parents. We are all individual people. We have DNA like them, some similarities to them, but we are allowed to form our own personalities, our own characteristics, our own moral code. We are allowed to be our own individual. Because this is what will happen. Little Timmy will come to you and say, where's my father? And you say, I don't know. And you say, Mom, am I going to be like my dad when I grow up? And you're supposed to say, no. You're nothing like him. You're your old person. When you grow up, you're going to be your own man. You're going to be a better man. When you have children, you're going to be there for your son. That's what you're supposed to say. Not, oh, you just like that motherfucker. No. Don't ever say that. because that is verbally abuse, and you are deeply damaging your son and your daughters. And they're going to grow up and they're going to damage their wives and husbands and their children in the cycle of abuse. Because words hurt worse than a hit. You know, you beat a child with a switch or a belt. Yeah, that's child abuse. But the words, oh, they will last a whole lot longer. And they will have generational curses that fall behind them and continue a string of verbal abuse for generation after generation after generation. I've never called my girls bitches or whores or anything like that. Told them they wasn't anything. I've always tried to uplift my children because I want my children to be their best selves. How can they be their best selves if I'm telling them from the giddy up, I'm telling a 2, 3, 4, 5-year-old that they ain't shit. Come on. You don't have a chance. You don't have a chance. Some people can overlook it, but most people can't. And it tears into a child's soul and it stays there. It stays there for life. And all they have to give to someone else is pain and sorrow. And then you will sit back and say, I don't know how she turned out that way. I don't know how he turned out that way. Really? Really? So parents, this summer, I want you to stop verbally abusing your children. Before you say something, think about what you're going to say. Ask yourself, would you want somebody to speak that way to you? And then speak accordingly. Do not discipline your children while you're angry. Because if you do, you're going to say and do something that's going to have long-term effect and damage your child. Children do need discipline. And they need to be fussed at sometimes. But it's the way you do it. It's the way you do it. Now, if little Timmy in the store, he trying to steal something, yes, you tell Timmy, oh, you're not going to be the little thief. We not having that. But don't say, oh, you're not going to be a little thief like your thieving daddy. Don't say that. Say, you're not going to be the little thief. And then you take Timmy home and tear his butt up, if that's what you want to do. Or take his toys, or put him on punishment, whatever you want to do as far as that. Because Timmy do need to know that it's not right to steal. And so he do need to know a consequence. Because if you don't teach him, little Timmy, that he can't steal, when he get older, he's going to steal. And then his little ass going to jail. So, it was like, my youngest daughter, she's about 6 years old. She gonna kill me for telling this story, but oh well, it's because it's relevant. And you know, we always say, people always say, beat you like you stole something. That's a current phrase in the black community. So, I went home, we was at home in Detroit, and I took the girls to a beauty supply store. And when Yasmin was little, she used to love pink barrettes. She loved pink. Pink was her thing. Pink everything. She had a pink coat, pink pants, pink everything. So they had these really cute pink barrettes. She was about 6. She tried to steal one, but her older sister, Anja, stopped her. But then when we got home, Anja told me. She said, Mommy, yes, we're trying to steal a pink barrette at the beauty supply store. Oh, I'll beat her behind like she stole something. Now, she got the worst weapon of her life. She'll tell you that. I told her little behind up. Because even though she didn't steal it, because I stopped her, she tried to. And I'm going to go ahead, a little thief. And I told her, it's not right to take things that do not belong to you. When you want something from the store, you have to pay for it. And if you don't have the money to pay for it, you leave it. Don't you ever try to steal nothing as long as you live. She got that. And she'll tell you that to this day. That she was like, that's probably the worst woman I ever had in my life. I tore her little butt up. I sure did. But then In that moment, she learned a valuable lesson. And Yabba will tell you, that's why I don't steal to this day. So my mama got on me when I was 6 years old. I didn't even steal it. I was about to steal it. I still got a whooping. Sure did. She sure did. Because I'm not going to have my child growing up stealing. Correct your children while they're young. Teach them discipline. Teach them discipline. Teach them responsibility. Teach them boundaries from a young, young age. And when they go older, they will carry those things with them. Thank you for listening to this segment. It was pretty long, but it's necessary. I hope you share it with your friends. You can support my podcast by going on. I'll put the link up in different areas. You can share. You can listen to this on 9 different platforms, like your Google Cast or your iPodcast. You can listen to it on that, and Spotify and several other platforms you can listen to this podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next time. Bye. Be blessed.